This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and today I'm in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Raj.
As usual, we'll be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Topic of discussion today about Netflix shows you can't binge. It almost feels like a crime that I'm talking about that.
It feels like an oxymoron.
Right?
Yeah.
And then staying in that same theme, we have Hollywood's average film, quote unquote, is disappearing.
It is.
Wrapping up with the most famous Avenger of all, Jeremy Renner and his app. And
yes.
It's died.
Yes, Jeremy Renner had an app, but it's dead now.
It was like me finding out, what's his name, had a Twitter account, the guy from Four Weddings and a Funeral. See, I can't even remember
Hugh
his name.
Hugh Grant.
That's him, yeah.
Oh.
He had a Twitter account.
Notting Hill.
And that's great. His Twitter account is great.
He's very cutting, I think, is the right phrase. Yes. So those are the topics that we'll be talking about today. But if you'd like to get in touch regarding some of the shows, perhaps, that you do binge or have binge or intend to binge, let us know. 018-789-8899. Now, I can't say that I'm a huge fan of this show, I'll be honest, that I'm about to talk to you about. The Great British Baking Show.
You're not a fan, Rich?
I'm not, no.
Oh, what a surprise.
Of?
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of
I've
it?
I've never heard of the Great Boards? British Baking Show.
I think I have.
So apparently it's like water over in the UK. Everybody has seen it. Everybody has done it. Everybody watches it. It's like, I don't know, what's a TV show here that everybody watches?
Oh, gosh.
Everybody.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's more in the culture than Game of Thrones.
Oh.
So think back a few years, you know, something that all Malaysians would kind of unite and watch together.
Like Malaysian Idol?
I guess so.
Like Lee Chong Wei's Match?
It could be, yeah. Something, well, very similar kind of thing, except this is about baking.
But, okay, so is this that show? So I'm not sure if this is the one that I have in my mind right now, but where they bake...
Yes.
Of course they bake. But, you know, like they bake like really large cakes.
Correct. Either really large cakes, really elaborate cakes, or cakes that look supremely expensive, and then a panel of judges vote on these cakes to see which is the best one. As British people are weird, you know, this is the thing that we love.
And this is like water.
Water perhaps wasn't the best example. And but, you know, it's a Friday and I'm allowed. So anyway, let me carry on a little bit about this. So a new season of the Great British Baking Show debuted on Netflix just this week in a form unusual for the streaming service. It's being released one episode per week. So this is Collection 7, and it marks the first time the US and the UK viewers, there's an audience in the US for this thing, have been able to watch the show at the same time, or almost at the same time. So each episode is available on Netflix 3 days after it first airs in the UK. Just to let you know, there have been 10 seasons of the show over in the UK, mm-hmm. where it's called The Great British Bake Off, whereas the US is just now getting its 7th season. So this weekly release is a bit of a surprise choice for Netflix, which more or less created binge watching, right? Mm. Great news for The Great British Baking Show, though. The show is far better savored over several months than gobbled down in one or two all-you-can-eat buffets of pastry, torts, and tennis cakes. Not my words, I should add. Right, so one of the reasons that a baking contest has been such a runaway hit has to do with its scarcity. There's nothing else on TV that consistently provides that warm, fuzzy, good vibes that this show does. Because it's just like, it's so wholesomely nice. You know, people are so friendly on it and helpful. And you don't get like Simon Cowell.
Oh my gosh.
Saying how bad your cake is. It's like, oh, you could have done a little bit better, love. If only you'd have done this. If only you'd have done that.
Very positive.
And it kind of goes against everything we see on reality TV nowadays. It's positive. It's nice affirmation. And everybody kind of loves it, you know. And I'm not entirely sure how it's become a staple of British households, because most British people are not like that. They can be quite cutting, you know. If you serve them a bad cake, you're going to get a mouthful regarding the, you know, irrespective of the pun. Somebody's going to tell you, this tastes like rubbish. That's what they'll do. So what they're saying is that the reason that they've chosen to do this is because they'd identified and their genius is over at Netflix, that willpower doesn't work. Right?
So willpower doesn't work.
Doesn't work. So if they were to release it all at once, they know for a fact that everybody would just binge their way through it. Yep. So they're saying that we're just holding it back, and we know that you would enjoy it better if it was released one episode at a time. Now, I'm not so sure how I'd feel about that. You know, not necessarily. If we took it away from that show and gave it to something that we enjoy, you know, like Game of Thrones, for example, which we know is released piecemeal because it has to be, and that's how we consume it. But most of the stuff I would imagine that we watch on Netflix, we binge watch, right?
Yeah.
I, as much as the British Baking Show, the Great British Baking Show, wants to take like credit, like, you know, it's going to be something that's in the pop culture talk for, you know, 7 weeks or 10 weeks or however long it's going to go for. It's not. It's being used as a guinea pig, like a guinea pig, because they want to compete with Disney, because Disney's doing the week release thing. Like, they're not doing the binge shows. They're saying that every show that they have coming on will be released, you know, 1 week, and then the second episode, third week, the same way we watch like Game of Thrones or traditional cable or traditional shows on TV. And Netflix, I think, is using this to see if that formula works, because they have so many viewers and they want to see how many viewers are going to tune in week after week so that they can do this for future shows. That's what I think.
So, what's your opinion on that?
So I think that this just comes down to it being a competition, you know, because it is a competition. It's a bake-off, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you watch competition like, say, MasterChef or like Malaysian Idol or something like that, you get invested in the participants and then you want to follow on that journey. So I guess if you binge watch it, you can just like skip to the last episode and see who wins it. And then it kind of takes the suspense and the whole drive about watching a reality competition, like, this takes the fun out of it. So I guess, you know, having to wait that whole week to find out who progresses to the next round and who makes it to the finals, I think maybe that's the reason behind, you know,
I feel like I've just been sat in a production meeting, you know, because exactly what you two have said there is exactly what would be said in a production meeting, is it not? You know, we're going to use it as a guinea pig.
Test bed.
We're going to try it out with this. It's a competition. No, it needs to be done like that. For what you were saying, I argue that there would be people complaining against this, you know, saying, I want to watch it in the way that I want to watch it.
Yeah.
As we know, that's how we started consuming our media nowadays. And I think even just to try it out with something like this, I don't see how it's working. But Auds, what you're saying about it being a competition, you investing in those people, that makes sense to me.
The other thing about, you know, releasing episodes on a weekly basis, I think that's what Amazon is doing. I think that's what Hulu has been doing for a bit. That's how we watch HBO, right? Game of Thrones, case in point. But I think the issue here with Netflix is that they've always given us the option to be able to binge on everything, except maybe Hasan Minhaj's Patriot Act, right? So all of a sudden now, telling you this one will be released this way and, you know, telling you that this is how they're releasing it before they release it, because usually it just comes out and then you've got no choice, and you have the choice of binge watching, right? But, you know, telling you in advance that this is how they're going to release it and you're going to have to wait for the finale, I think that's the issue here.
All right, let us know what you think, folks. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We're talking about cakes, or they're not letting us have the cake and eat it too. We can make so many puns out of this. The Netflix show that you can't binge, it is The Great British Baking Show, or as it's properly known in the UK, The Great British Bake Off. Is what it should be called. Americans have to change everything, right?
Everything.
We'll be talking more about this when we come back, rather about binge watching and whatnot. And then a little bit later on, of course, we'll be talking about Hollywood's average film and how it's disappearing, wrapping up with the end of Jeremy Renner's app.
Yeah, he has an app.
He had an app. Music coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with
Arvind Viraj
and Audrey Raj.
We are talking about binge baking.
Binge
watching, rather, on Netflix. How they are now banning us from binge watching a TV show called The Great British Baking Show, or otherwise known as The Great British Bake Off. 10 seasons of it in the UK. Over in the US, they've only had 7 seasons so far. They've decided that they want to release it one episode per week. We are kind of ruminating as to why they're doing this. Aud thinks it's because it's
a competition. Competition
and you want to kind of space it out. Mm-hmm. Arv is saying he thinks it's a bit of a test bed. It could be a bit of both, really.
Disney Plus
mm-hmm. competition of that. We've been talking about some of the other releases that are released week to week. Game of Thrones was one. The other one you mentioned, what's his name? Patriot Act guy.
Hasan Minhaj.
There you go. That's what I was talking about, thinking of. Mm-hmm. Help me out, folks. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram is at BFM Radio. Now, just during the break, you were mentioning something about Chernobyl.
So, just a couple of weeks ago, when I was on the show with Jeff and Frida, we discussed some shows that maybe just should not be bingeable. Mm. And one of the, I think I read an article, and the writer said that he or she had watched this TV series called Chernobyl. Mm-hmm. And it was so rich and it was so painful to watch, right? That he felt that he just could not physically watch those episodes back to back. He had to space them out because, and he felt like sometimes maybe, you know, these streaming providers need to put these things, occasionally they need to help us hold back on binge watching certain programs just because that you can watch it and really like absorb and enjoy it. So he said that there was also a podcast version of the show, that was released right after the episode would be released. So he said that it would have been better for him to have maybe watched one episode and listen to the podcast, you know, and then wait a week, you know, let it settle in and then watch the next episode, because that would have helped enrich the process and just helped him enjoy the show better. So, you know, and then he asked, like, you know, maybe this is something that TV streaming providers need to be thinking about, you know, like helping us hold back and helping us enjoy the process of just watching these shows and instead of like binge watching it and then it's over.
Mm. So the problem with, like we were talking about this for Stranger Things, the moment it comes out, it's what, 8 episodes this last season, season 3?
6, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, 6 or 8.
6 or 8.
It was, very short. Yeah. You see, we don't even know because we don't follow it week after week. Like Game of Thrones, we know it's exactly 6 episodes because you follow it week after week. The problem with things like Stranger Things is that it finishes in a weekend. So it has no pop culture footprint. We spoke about the first season like it was everything, and then second season, we got used to it. Third season, after that weekend, no one talks about Stranger Things. The same goes for every other show on Netflix. We watch it like in that weekend, we talk about it on a Monday or Tuesday, and then by that Friday, I'm recommending stuff to you, you're recommending stuff to Odds, and she's recommending stuff to everyone else. Right. And these shows on Netflix don't have a follow-up period, which is what the Disney Plus shows will have.
I take your point, but I think Stranger Things are doing things that they've taken a leaf out of Disney's playbook, I would argue. They've released, you know, you can buy Stranger Things Lego, you can buy the figurines, you can do all of these things, which I don't think any other show on Netflix has done, has it?
No, it doesn't have that kind of pull yet. Go on.
But I see what you mean, though. You know, it's one of these things that's kind of in. You watch it, you talk about it for that weekend or whatever, and then it's gone. Mm. But I think, them trying to hold on to a little bit of that kind of pop culture for an extra little bit. Have you seen the Netflix Lego pieces? Have you seen the bobbleheads? Have you seen this? Helps them out a little bit. But, yeah.
The other problem with it is the way Netflix works is that they sort of look at the algorithms and the analytics that comes back, and they go, how many people have watched a show versus the amount of time that it takes. Mm. So if you don't watch episodes 1 to whatever the final episode is within a certain amount of time, within that window, they pull the show. So that's what happened to shows Everything Sucks. That was a really good show that was set in the 90s. Like, I loved it. And then by the end of that season, a couple of weeks later, that they pulled that show because not enough people had watched season episodes 1 to episodes 13 in that window of time. So they don't care if you watch it later; they want you to binge it in that window that they give you. So I'm thinking they're doing this with this show, the baking show, because they want to see if people will still watch them week after week, and not forget their products while Disney is churning out stuff that you're going to be talking about for like 6 months or 4 months or however long.
Which means that they could leave things in their library longer then.
Yes.
So is that why Netflix also has these limited series on their list right now? Because sometimes I'm scrolling and, you know, you've got seasons 1 through 5 and then some are just, you know, available for a limit. Is they call it the limited series. Mm. What are those, and what's the difference?
I think limited is that they don't have other seasons. So that's what I understand.
Right.
Mm, I think it's just like that. It's just it's a mini series. So it's just like, you know, episodes 1 to 6.
Okay. Because here I am trying to like catch up as quickly as I can because I think they're going to take it off.
That's what I thought too. Right. You know, so I don't know which one it is.
I could be wrong.
We could be wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Because from what I understand, it's just that, you know, there's no other season. You just watch like episodes 1 to 5 or 6 or whatever. Mm. And then the show's done. Mm. So that's like one kind of show that they put out. But the other ones, there are so many shows that get to season 3 and then they get pulled. So season 3 is like the cursed season for Netflix. That's why people are worried about stuff like Glow, because I don't know how well the last season of Glow did.
Have you started watching it yet?
I finished it.
Season 2?
Season 3.
Season 3.
Yeah, so it just came out. But you see, no one spoke about it. Right. I finished it in a weekend and it has no pop culture relevance. Mm. And same for all the other big shows. So I don't know. The way I look at it is that they're training the algorithm to see if people will go back to the traditional cable style of watching shows instead of them just putting everything out. And then they'll need to think about releasing something big every month if they want to keep their subscribers from jumping to Disney Plus.
Now, you have to admit that HBO did one thing right with Game of Thrones, and that was like build the anticipation week after week. They had those little behind the scenes videos for the final series, for the final season of Game of Thrones. Then they had the teasers as well, you know, just the week before. So maybe that's something that Netflix is thinking about providing, but I just don't know about providing it for the Great British Bake Off.
Baking show. Hmm. Bake Off, yeah. That's
the... Apparently it has a huge audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is perfect for them.
Right.
Which is perfect for them to see if it works or how many people are going to get like outraged and go like, you know, I want to see everything on Saturday or whatever. Right.
But I mean, you know, if you're watching it in the UK, you're not going to be watching it on Netflix. You're going to be watching it on terrestrial TV. So this test or whatever it is that they're doing is solely for outside of the UK as well.
Yes.
Interesting. Time for a short break, ladies and gents. Enjoy some music. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll be talking then about Hollywood's average film and how they are disappearing. What are they, you might ask? Well, Arv's going to tell us. Don't go anywhere. Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.